But one of the really strong talking points coming out of the racing yesterday was the performance of Trapeze Artist, and the trainer Gerald Ryan has been good enough to join us on the line this morning. G'day, Gerald.
Yeah, good morning, boys.
Congratulations on the win. Have we got an update of how Trapeze Artist has pulled up this morning?
Pulled up terrific. He pulled up really well. He bright and well, and he left double handful of feed, which is normally he leaves half a feed, but he didn't last night.
That's brilliant.
But he pulled up really well. Yeah.
Were you surprised by how the race just unfolded? They just let him get away with murder, and he's a top-class horse, and he was just going to win that race a long way out, wasn't he?
Yeah, I was surprised. When Fell Swoop came out, it sort of... prior to that, I thought we might be 1-1 or back off Fell Swoop. But when he come out, it just changed the race completely. And, you know, there's only perhaps... Hawks of Source, if he'd jump clean, then he's going to go forward and feel passion perhaps. But whenever he went out there, the idea I'd just come out and let him find his feet and travel the first 600 metres and then just ride him what, you know, how the race was unfolding. Well, sort of start to unfold at the 1,000 metre mark. So knew there was not going to be a lot of pressure, a lot of pace on. So Blake just let him get into rhythm and use his stride.
Mm. There was a lot of emotion around with yesterday too, Gerald, with Blake Sheehan and riding for Ty Anglin. And I think all the jockeys were involved in that for the Canterbury Stakes. And then, of course, Bert Vieira, the owner, has had challenges with his family over the last little bit of time as well. Is it hard to divorce yourself from that and just, you know, concentrate on what you've got to do to get the horse right?
Well, you know, I didn't realise Ty and Aaron was there until just stepping the mountain yard for the race.
Right.
And young Blake, my son, pointed to the jockey's breeches and said, "Oh, Ty's in there." And then Bert found out that Ty was in there, so he went in and saw him. And but no, it was too late to change anything heading to the race then. You know, they were going out on the track. But it had all been done. It was great to see Ty and Aaron there, and they're very popular. And, it was good. You know? It was terrific, you know, because Ty loves the horse, and he's a great supporter of his. You know,
you've had plenty of good ones, Gerald. How does this bloke compare with some of them? He's got to be up there with some of the best you've had.
Oh, he is. I've never first horse I've ever won four Group One with. He's done it. Like, we never missed him as a two-year-old. He ran in the Black Opal, the Golden Slip, and the Sires, and he ran in the... He hadn't shied away from running against the best around, and he just maybe a better autumn horse, even though he did in the Golden Rose pretty good, and he raced well in the spring. He struck work tracks, and you know, people say long time since he's won and all that, but he's only had four starts without a win, and they're in group races in the Everest, so I think they jumped the bandwagon pretty quick. And the way he races and puts himself up in the speed or near the speed, and he's better when they run along, and it's a solid run race. He never has an easy run. He has a tough run all the time, so he's up there. You know, he's a great natured horse. He's easy to have around the place. He doesn't cause any concern for anything. And of course, he's up there from the best, if not the best I've had, you know.
Yeah, right. How long are you going to have him for? That's the other question too. I think 8 months ago we were talking about this in the lead up to the Everest. He's currently a $6 equal favourite with Red Zell for the TJ, but what about after that, Gerald? Has Bert given you any indication of what he might do?
He would. We're going to take race by race, but he will have this stage of TJ Smith and then the All Aged.
Yes.
And then that will probably be it for in Australia with him.
Right.
If he goes to Ascot, he's been inoculated and all that, but nothing's been said in concrete about Ascot yet, and we're just going to stay in Sydney and see how we get on.
Mm.
All right. one quick question for you, Gerald. Villamie, I want to ask you about this one. A two-year-old you stepped out at Rose Hill recently. This one's very smart, isn't it? We should be following it.
Yeah, she's nice, filly. She goes really well. She'll run next Saturday here in the Magic Night and then probably go to the Arrowfield. If she qualifies, if she won next Saturday, she'd qualify for the slipper, but they'd be very doubtful about going there. I think Toysho had won the slipper after 31 days from her first start. Big Muscay was 35 days from her first start. This filly be 26. And I don't think we'll go there. I think she'll be a better three-year-old, and we'll just give her the Magic Knight and then the Arrowfield and then give her a spell.
Best two-year-old you've got, would that be it?
At the moment, yes, just 2 year old in work,
Cool. All right.
And always has been right from the word go from when she was broken in a month after the Magic Man sales. Greg Bennett broke her in up there at Canundra, and he put a big rap on her when he broke her in, and she's never done anything to change anyone's opinion of her, really.
Yeah, fantastic. Well done yesterday, Gerald. Congratulations, as we said. A lot of emotion around that. Excellent performance from Trapeze Artist, and who knows what the future holds. Appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, no worries.